I'm
No,
here.
no.
And I'll do it enthusiastically.
Oh, I know. Oh, Wi-Fi died.
Why?
You shut the
That shouldn't matter.
woman. Wi-Fi is very ficky. Fickle.
Vicky.
Ficky.
Vicky.
And a oop.
Ready?
Yeah.
And a oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our bed for our little program here. Okay. So we have quite the month coming up, a month of leisure, rest, relaxation, but also adventure and activity. So it's starting out next week, next weekend, we are going to Disneyland. Ooh. When's the last time you went to Disneyland, honey?
2013 or 2014.
Yeah. I'm probably around there. We were actually watching a bunch of YouTubers and travel vloggers videos last night. Tips, tricks, mistakes you don't want to make videos last night. And it was like, wow, I remember Main Street, Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. It's got new stuff. I can't wait.
I'm really excited.
It's going to be the bomb. So.
And oop.
Okay, so how this came about is we are going for my stepdad, Grandpa Curtis's 70th birthday. It's going to be very exciting. My mom booked the weekend. She paid for it. Disneyland hotel and tickets to the Disneyland park. All told, she won't tell me how much she spent, but I know how much she spent. And it's several grand. So the Disneyland Hotel, why did she pick the Disneyland Hotel over Pixar Place? That's more kiddie stuff. California Adventure is a little on the high end of the three on Disney grounds hotel. But the Disneyland Hotel, she told me she picked it for us because it has a bar. Wow.
She knows you.
Oh, she knows us, right, honey? Which I appreciate. I can dig it. Okay, so I've gone deep dive on Disneyland Hotel, Downtown Disney, Disneyland, da da da. And Disney and Disneyland, they operate on one premise. And to quote Gordon Gekko, it's a little thing I like to call greed. So our hotel is nearly $600 per night, a room, Disneyland Hotel. There's no continental breakfast, okay? Like, if they do it at scale over several thousand paying customers in Disneyland Hotel, it would cost like 33 cents each to give us a couple bagels and a little waffle machine. But they don't give you continental breakfast. It's a pure cash grab. Like, and there's heck of hotels in Anaheim area surrounding Disneyland that have continental breakfast. But for $600 a night, I would think the Disneyland Hotel could pony up.
Or how about some like toaster strudel?
Right.
Or something.
Anything. Orange juice, water. So may I have some water? And then another example of their pure, unadulterated, selfish capitalism. California Adventure, it's the other park or whatever in the Disney area, Disney grounds. Why did they make a second park? Just make Disneyland bigger. Oh, because you can charge more. You can charge for another ticket, another. You can do park hopper status. It's just, they could have just kept expanding Disneyland, but they were like, no, we can make double the amount of money for California Adventure. We're not going to California Adventure. I've always seen it as a lower tier Disney. Like,
yeah, I definitely prefer the classic Disneyland park. Yeah. Although California Adventure has a few cool things. I'd rather just go to the original park myself.
Right. I'm sure it's lovely, but just the premise. I've lived in California for 46 years, and it's been an adventure, I guess. the big sell there, the big attention grabber is the Avengers campus, which, okay.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Aren't we over Marvel? We're over Marvel. Another thing Disneyland do is Genie Plus. And it's this upgrade you can get for $30. It used to be $15, then it went to $20. Now it's $30 per person, and you get to skip lines, and you get some photo sharing capability when they take your picture on Splash Mountain or whatever, and you're screaming your head off. You get to have those pictures, but it's $30. It doesn't include all the rides in Disneyland. There's surge pricing, so if you decided to buy it on the day you're in the park at 2 p.m. or whatever, it could go up to $40+, and some of the premium rides aren't even on there. You have to buy them a la carte. For instance, Rise of the Resistance, the Star Wars new Star Wars ride, it's not on Genie Plus. And if you want to cut the line, the Lightning Lane, as it's called, it's $20 per person per ride to skip the queue.
That is so insane. It's just such a cash grab.
I know.
There's no real reason for any of this.
There is. It's called capitalism. It's called greedy, unabated, selfish capitalism. I blame Jeff Bezos. But I'm so glad my mom is paying. This would have never happened without her, straight up. It's pricey, but people love it. And like every video we watched last night, it was just hordes of people, sea of people everywhere you look. I mean, Disney's doing something right, and it's definitely a theme park, which is different than an amusement park, honey, because a theme park, there's a theme. Ooh, I learned that watching YouTubes last night. It's gonna cost a pretty penny, a couple nickels. I'm glad my mom is busting, and she's also paying for her freaking flight down there. But she used her Southwest points, so she had like 80,000 Southwest points. But yeah, props to my mumsies, and it's gonna be a blast celebrating Grandpa Curtis's 70. I got him a sash, and it says 70 and fabulous.
Did you get him a crown?
Yes.
Yay!
A crown. It was a whole little kit on Amazon. Candles, balloons, 70, princess crown, and then a sash that says 70 and fabulous. And if he doesn't wear it, I will, okay? I ain't ashamed. We're planning to... We're putting together the logistics. We're going to be in one room with Lennox and Luna, and hopefully with an adjoining room with my parents. Disneyland still is trying to figure that out, trying to work that. So my mom's like, and my mom's coming up from San Diego, which is 90 minutes from Disneyland. So she says, "Hey, I'm going to bring the sparkling waters you like." And I said, "Cool," because when I go down and visit her, she gets a bunch of those sparkling ice water thingies, and I drink them like, well, water. And it's fun, but she gets them for super cheap. She's like, "So I'm going to bring a bunch of sparkling ice waters to our hotel room." And I was like, "Cool, mom." And then she says, "Oh yeah. And I'm going to bring, a griddle, a hot kettle, and some, carne asada meat. And I'm going to cook the meat in the hotel room." And I said, whoa, mom, I appreciate it. I appreciate the gesture, but you don't want to be cooking up all smoking up your hotel room. Could be a fire alarm. Walt Disney, the anti-Semite, could come from the grave and get upset." I was like, "Just chill on the raw meat and the griddle there." And then she said, "Well, I'll just bring cooked meat in the Tupperware." And I said, "Well, mom, are you going to bring paper plates and paper forks and napkins? Like, we don't need to do a lot of eating in the hotel room. Some snacks." She's going to bring like crackers and all that stuff. So that's fine. Gets a little messy in the bed and on the floor, but no worries. I'm ready to go all in. I'm going to wear cargo shorts. So we're going to be down there for 3 days, 2 nights. Got 3 pairs of cargo shorts. I'm ready to go all in, all dad, all cargo short, all the time. And if you have a problem with my cargo shorts, let me reach into one of my 17 pockets to see if I give an F. You know, back in the day, I used to be against cargo shorts because I was like, that's like loser dad stuff.
Okay.
And Adam Sandler in a movie stuff. But now it's so convenient to have all those pockets. I wear it.
Yeah.
I wear them as a badge of honor.
You look cute in them.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Also, so Lennox and Luna have flown, but only with your parents.
Yes.
Never with you, never with us. So they're flying with us down to Anaheim, John Wayne County Airport, John Wayne Airport in Orange County. And we were like, how do kids fly? Because TSA and ID, driver's license, real ID, what's the deal? You looked it up, honey.
Yeah, nothing. They just get on. They don't check. They don't need to show a school ID, a birth certificate, nothing. They just walk on the plane and they take your word for it that this is whose name is on the ticket.
Does Al-Qaeda know about this policy? Like, that seems very, very rife with problems and danger. I can't believe that.
It's so opposite from the strict restrictions on adults.
Right.
It's like the complete opposite.
Right.
Absolutely no restrictions or rules right. or checks.
Oh, this 8-year-old kid won't blow up this plane. Oh, really? You trust? I don't think ISIS has gotten wind of this. If they hear this on this pod, we're just kidding, ISIS. And then the weekend after that, my cousin Joyce married a Scottish dude in Scotland, and they had a grand old ceremony. She's originally from San Jose, so they're doing like a San Jose celebration party. It's not the actual wedding. So all the California, all my Vietnamese side can show up and eat a bunch of shrimp spring rolls. So we're going down to San Jose. This is the weekend after Disneyland, and to say hi to a bunch of my cousins and aunts and uncles. Also, it's our anniversary, darling.
Yes.
Our 5-year anniversary. The haters said we would never make it, but we're out here proving them wrong. So we're going to hang out at Joyce's little shindig. And then I rented a mansion for us, honey. Yeah, that's right. Hayes Mansion in San Jose, California. Lennox and Luna are going to be with us. We're going to party, and it's going to be like freaking the Great Gatsby.
Yes, around. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we party in mansions like Leo DiCaprio. Okay, it's really a hotel that Hilton bought several years ago and rehabbed the mansion into a functioning, decent hotel. But did I mention we're going to be partying in a mansion? So we're going to go from Joyce's thing to the mansion, grab a couple cocktails, hang out with Len and Luna. And then you have an obsession, or you want to go swimming at night.
I want to go night swimming at the Hayes Mansion. Yeah.
Why, darling?
I just envision us. It's just like peak fun.
Mm.
Swimming at night at a hotel.
Yeah.
With peak. All the lights and,
Peak opulence.
Yes.
Yeah. I was against it at first because I was like, what are you, crazy? I want to be in the hotel room or at the bar. But I'll go night swimming.
You can mix the bar with the swimming pool.
That's true. Yeah.
And we will.
Okay. Yeah. Good idea. Good point. And then the week after that, we are doing a Fisher family photograph. Location has yet to be determined. It's going to be early Saturday-ish. And what?
You're laying like...
Well, my arm was falling asleep, darling.
You know in the SpongeBob movie when like...
No, I never watched it. I'm an adult.
And oop.
So your parents, we took some pictures a few years ago, and it was a huge production. How many Fishers are there? We're 25-ish?
Something like that.
Something like that. And then someone is no longer in the Fisher clan, am I right? And so your parents want to redo the photographs.
We need an updated picture.
Without this certain someone, let's just say. And I'm keto. I'm trying to drop weight. Why would Liz Fisher put me in a photograph? why does she hate me? I hate myself. I hate my body. But it's okay, lizard lips. And then after that, we are going to Santa Cruz, me, you, Lennox, and Luna for 3 nights. We're going to go down there on a Thursday. We'll be back on Sunday. We got tickets to the boardwalk, which has food and rides and games and amusement. It's an amusement park as opposed to a theme park. And then we got tickets to the mystery spot, which is where the government military buried some aliens. So gravity is all out of whack. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I want to spend time at the beach. I want to relax. The mystery spot is in the woods, in the forest of Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited that we get to do like so many different...
And oop!
So many different activities, so much fun.
So many different landscapes.
Yes, landscapes and landmarks. Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, sure.
So my whole thing is that, so this is 4 weeks of pictures and just wanting to look my best, look decent. I've been keto for days now, and let me tell you, it's a lifestyle. It really is.
You're looking good.
Thank you. Yeah, I have dropped weight. Well, in mid-January, I was 239, and I'm currently 207.
Well, shoot.
Yeah, and this week, I'm going to starve myself. Starvation Nation. Hopefully to maybe drop to 199. Oh, that would make my mom so happy. I mean, me so happy. I mean, my mom so happy. It's all one in the same, isn't it? But, I mean, I want to drink over the next month, but I'm going to stick to salad when we go out to eat. Light beers, if possible. But salad and vegetables, because, I mean, I could go ham, okay? I could go hog wild at Disneyland and then hate myself for the next 3 weeks. And pretend to be sick on the Fisher picture day. I want to maintain. And then once we're down in Santa Cruz and we've taken a few pictures for the Insta, it's on. It is yes. On like Donkey Kong. And when we get back, oh, here I come, Uncle. I see you. I see you, Uncle. Peace Cuisine. I'm going to try to maintain. For the next 4 weeks, it's going to be difficult, but it's going to be easy at the same time because I've been doing well, very well. In terms of groom preparation, you're going to shave my back this week. I'm going to shave my chest Wednesday-ish, maybe Thursday. I got to trim my leg hair, my eyebrows, my nose hair. Got to mow those down. Do you have any specific grooming that you need to do, honey?
I'm going to shave my legs probably on Thursday so they're not too hairy when we're in Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's it. Just my normal everyday stuff beyond that.
Well, we went to Target today and they didn't have your arm hair dye,
right? Yeah, I need to. Oh, that's right. I need to bleach my arm hair. And Target was out. So hopefully I have enough still here at home. I might just have enough to do one arm.
Yeah. Yesterday I got a pedicure. I brought them dogs out, if you know what I'm saying. You weren't there to defend me, honey. They accused me of being a homosexual, which is fine. It's because I'm so handsome, and I lift, and I'm not afraid to be a feminine kind of brew.
The lady asked you if you're Chinese.
Yes.
And then she asked you if you have a boyfriend.
Yes.
Any other, humorous strange questions that she had for you?
No. They brought up food because we can always talk about food. They brought up various Vietnamese foods. And they were like, where's your mom? And I said, San Diego. And she said, well, next time she comes here, bring her over here. And I said, what? All right.
For a pedicure?
It was odd. Yeah, that's it. And it's all about light beers and salad. And I want to keep going, keep lifting. Obviously, we're going to take breaks here and there with the weekends. But the weekdays are gonna be in the gym, getting my swole on. Okay, is there anything else, honey? Are you looking forward to the next 4 weeks?
Absolutely. We're going to have so much fun packed into just a month.
Yeah. And Lennox and Luna are going to be with us at all times because once in a while we take off by ourselves, or when we go down to San Diego, we're by ourselves. Sometimes we'll do a staycation. But they're going to be with us every weekend. I'm sure they dread it.
I'm happy.
Yeah. For our anniversary, honey, should we do anything special, or is just is the night swimming in a mansion, a couple espresso martinis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
We talked about going to where we got married, the chicken park in Fair Oaks. But we did that a couple years ago, and we haven't made it out there.
Yeah, we talk about going out there all the time, and we haven't. But, I mean, we're going to be in San Diego our whole anniversary weekend. So, yeah. Or, I'm sorry, San Jose? San Jose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the celebration right there.
Yeah. And the chicken park is 20 minutes away, and it's always 20 minutes away. And even when we go to Fair Oaks for Hazy or Trader Joe's, where I was like, oh, the chicken park is just a turn, an eighth of a mile around that bend right there, but we never do.
We'll go someday.
Yeah. We go back to Carmelita's or that Shangri-La there. Alrighty. Well, are we done, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. So I'll try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Genie Plus. We don't have a promo code for Genie Plus. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have called Walt Disney an anti-Semite. Those are the allegations, honey.
Where is the lie? Actually, I don't know. I've only ever heard you say that.
Really?
Yeah. I've never heard where that came from.
I got it from somewhere. Well, that's on my other podcast. We got demonetized and deplatformed. advertisers don't want the truth, okay? They just want a happy-go-lucky, hey, this is my Disney travel vlog. They don't want to know about the gay frogs in Austin. but I'm still a good person and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. We hope you have a wonderful day/night. Bye-bye. By the way, there's a term called rope drop. It's really just when Disneyland opens, which is 8 a.m. And there's a whole strategy of you got to hop on Genie Plus and you got to start queuing and you got to order your food for 11 a.m. It's a whole deal. But I want to go straight to Star Wars Galaxy Edge and then Rise of the Resistance and or Smuggler's Run. Rise of the Resistance was broke yesterday, okay, and today it's an 80-minute wait. But my parents, listen, they're older, and I'm thinking I got an hour, 2 hours tops with them before we head back to the hotel, which is perfectly fine. We might break off.
Oh, yeah. Me and the kids, I want to do as many rides as possible and see as many things as we can.
Yeah, and I'm all for that, and I want to hang with my mom. And so if it comes down to it, we're going to break off. You go with Lennox and Luna. I'll go with my parents back to the Disneyland Hotel. Yeah. And I might steal away for a cocktail or two at the bar. Well, she's the one who picked the hotel. She's encouraging my alcoholism. But our rope drop, a bunch of YouTubers are out here saying, don't go to immediately to Smuggler's Run. Don't go to Rise of the Resistance because it's right off the bat, an hour long wait. Well, I got a couple hours tops with my my darling aging parents. So we're going to head straight there. Hopefully get on one, maybe two. Depends on if they're working, if they're open, if they're broken, if they're being refurbed or whatever. And then I'll head back to the telly. You stay. Do you want to stay till close, all night?
Well, I think me and the kids will come back and we might take a little rest in the afternoon, have dinner with you and
your parents. Kurt's having a couple of friends from San Diego come up.
Yeah.
And we're trying to put together a dinner celebration kind of deal.
And then after that, when the festivities are over, I would like to go back to the park with the kids and shut it down.
Alrighty. Well, there you go, folks. We'll talk about Disneyland next week, I guess. Okay. See ya. Take care. Brush your hair.